I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Midlife Mavericks. I'm your host, Allison Jacobson, and I am so grateful you're here. I am glad you found this podcast, and I sure hope it's helping you, inspiring you, motivating you in some way. For those of you who are new to this podcast, I am a coach, speaker, and author for women in midlife who are looking to create the best kick-ass chapter in the second chapter of their lives. I do solo episodes, and I also have amazing guests who have done incredible things in the second chapter of their life, and also experts who can give us information and support and advice on everything from health to wellness to business to sex to money. You name it, they talk about it. If you like this podcast, I'm going to ask you, please, please go on, leave a review, leave a comment, because that is going to help other midlife women find this podcast. And, you know, I've been on a lot of podcasts lately as a guest and have met incredible women. And I really do know that if we all come together as strong, powerful women, man, there is nothing we can't do. We can improve this world. And man, it needs improving. So this is the last episode for 2023. Tonight, I'm going with my daughter into New York City just to have some fun. And then I get to pick up my daughter from college tomorrow. And Christmas is on. And also, today is one of my most favorite days of the year. It is winter solstice, and that means starting tomorrow, it starts staying lighter a little bit later. I am a major summer person. Like, I just can't wait to be back on the beach. And so this is a really exciting time for me. I really wanted to start talking about what you want to accomplish in 2024. As I've said before, I'm not really big on New Year's resolutions because it puts so much stress and pressure on us to do something that we may not have really clearly thought through, and the pressure to accomplish something without having the tools of understanding how to do it. And I believe, you know, you can choose any time of the year to start setting goals, but most of us do set some goals for the new year. It's a fresh start. And I wanted to talk to you and give you some advice about when you're around family members and gathering for holiday parties over the next week or so. I want you to be very careful about who you discuss your goals with and putting some boundaries around that. Family can be very well-meaning. Family can have their own agenda. Family can be passive aggressive. And your goals of starting a new business, changing careers, going back to school, going off on a 3-week adventure on your own, leaving a partnership, starting a new partnership, everybody's going to have an opinion on that. And those opinions can be really negative and reinforce for you any sort of mindset that you've got going on around self-doubt and lack and all of that. And if you are talking to people in your family or friends who come from a place of lack or fear, they are going to have a very, very, very strong opinion on, well, this might not be a great goal for you. I don't know. That's very risky. Why would you want to do that? Aren't you too old? Do you have enough experience? They're going to have all these reasons, and it's going to start playing with your head. And so that's why I really don't want you to share your goals and your dreams and your aspirations with anybody in your life who's not going to be supportive. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that there can't be somebody who gives you constructive advice, But that should be somebody who's already accomplished what you're looking to accomplish. If you're talking to Aunt Edna about your goal to start a new business when you are 45 years old, and she's telling you about how that's really risky, and she's never done it in your life, her life, she has no idea what she's talking about. So why would you take advice from her? However, if there's somebody in your family who started a business, is killing it in business, yeah, that's somebody you want to listen to. There's also just well-meaning family members who just don't get it. So be mindful of who you're talking to about your goals and sharing your goals, because I don't want them to get into your head. The other thing I'm thinking about is, you know, I was taking a walk today and thinking about a friend of mine who has been wanting to start her own business. Literally, it's probably 2 years now. And she's constantly talking about it. And she's, you know, retained the domain for a website, but she hasn't built it out. She doesn't have a business plan. She has nothing concrete, but she keeps planning and planning and planning, but she hasn't taken any actions. So I talk a lot about manifesting and law of attraction, but the flip side of that is you gotta take action. What you want, you're not gonna build your business. You're not going to increase your wealth by sitting on your couch watching Netflix, assuming it's gonna come to you. It's the same thing if you wanna meet a new partner in life. You gotta get out there and start meeting people in order for it to happen. That person's not gonna just magically knock on your door unless it's the Amazon delivery guy. So you've gotta start taking actions. This is complete analysis paralysis, the procrastination of not doing something because you're so afraid, right? And you will make those excuses of saying, well, I've got to get the perfect logo. I have to have the perfect pictures on my website. No, you don't. You have to just start going out there and talking about it and meeting people and doing something. Throw up your website. I'm not saying that you can't keep working on it, but as you're working on it, you better start going out and finding customers and working on that business plan and figuring out your marketing. You got to start taking action. It could be small steps, but you've got to start taking action. So don't allow 2024 to be another year where you're planning on what you're going to do and you're thinking about it and you're researching and all those things that aren't action items. You need to take action items. But here's what you also need to understand. Your mindset is absolutely going to determine your success, without a doubt. And what I want you to think about, there's a whole circular thing here where your thoughts lead to feelings, lead to your actions or inactions, which lead to your results. And so I talked about this on a podcast actually yesterday, which will be airing in February, but our brain doesn't know reality from imaginary. And here's what I mean by that. Have you ever sat watching a horror movie and just jumped or had to turn away from the TV because it was just so freaky looking, or, you know, hid your head in a pillow? You know intellectually that this is not real. You know these actors, you're going to see them in another show next week, but your brain thinks it's real. And you're scared to death watching this because your brain is registering it as real because that's what it's seeing. Same thing with a love story. Whatever it is, your brain doesn't know that it's not actually happening. And so when you are in that place where you are procrastinating about opening your business or procrastinating in fear about going out and meeting someone new, the thoughts you probably have around that are, I'm not successful enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not attractive enough. Whatever it is, it's that lack of. And that is what your mind is playing off of. So think about when you're in a state of, I'm depressed. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not thin enough. I'm not smart enough to start my own business. All of those negative lack emotions. How do you show up in the world when you're feeling like this? How do you interact with people? What is your state of being? Versus if you are feeling like you are hot shit, you are gorgeous, you've got it going on, you are just firing on all cylinders. Do you act differently? Do you appear to people differently? Do you interact with the world differently? Absolutely. Absolutely. When you are depressed and sad, you certainly are not the person you are when you're confident, excited, strong, powerful, just putting it out there. And so how you are feeling is absolutely going to impact your actions or inactions. When you are feeling sad, lonely, inadequate, you're not going to take the actions of going to a networking event and introducing yourself, or getting on a dating site and putting your profile up there, or going out to a meetup and meeting other people. You're going to probably hide under your covers, sit on the couch, watch Netflix, order a pizza in. And if you do that, what are the results going to be? You're not going to meet anyone. You're not going to start your business. And so then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, because you're not doing anything. You're not succeeding. You're not finding new clients. You're not meeting anyone. Your brain is like, see, told you it was true. And so it becomes this circular thinking where your thoughts impact your feelings impact your actions or inactions, which impact your results, which support the thoughts you had, right? So we have to break that pattern. Remember, your brain isn't going to know whether it's real or not. So even if you haven't started your business yet, even if you are feeling like you have no money and you're stressed about money, come from the feeling of how would it feel? How would you act if you had no money worries? How would you act if you had five people working for you and you are just making $10,000 every month and you are just growing your business? How would you feel about that? Go from that feeling place, because that is going to impact your actions. You're going to go out there. If you have no money fears, if you have no financial concerns, you are going to do things to invest in your business. You are going to do things to build your business. You're going to act differently. And that is going to lead to results, because you will have gone to the networking business meeting. You will have met certain people who can help you in your business. You will invest properly. That then is going to bring you positive results. And that's going to support that thinking again. Do you see what I'm saying? It's an entire circle around this. So I know that you have goals for the new year. I'd love you to share with me what those are. Let's get a conversation going. I really want to help you make 2024 the year you actually achieve your goals, and that we can come back here in 6 months, 7 months, 8 months saying, oh my gosh, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. And it's almost like that snowball rolling down the hill. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's your successes. They just keep growing and growing and growing because you've changed your mindset. And so I'd love to explore this with you a little more. And I have a free 3-day workshop I'm starting. It starts January 8th, Mindset Reset, Grow Your Business and Wealth in 2024. It's going to be 3 different videos where we really explore how to get to where this is, changing that mindset. So we first start talking about and understanding the impact of the stories, the money stories you've heard ever since you were a little girl about lack, save, don't spend, don't invest, because we'll never have enough. How to break through those plateaus in your business. Where are you stuck? Where are you in this rut where you are not growing, you're not expanding out of fear? And then we're going to look at the power of aligning your business and your personal finances, because one does play off another. If you are experiencing lack in one way or another, it absolutely is impacting your mindset. So 3 different videos coming out. You're going to be able to go back and watch them whenever you want because they get delivered directly into your email box. Starts January 8th. You can go and find the sign up on my site, allison-jacobson.com, under courses and then under freebies. But I'm also going to put the link in the show notes here so you can go sign up. But it starts January 8th. Mindset reset. Grow your business and wealth in 2024. I want to help you make this the year that you accomplish your goals. You don't give up on them. You keep the consistency, keep going and going, and it just becomes easier and easier, lighter and lighter, and you will achieve everything you deserve. So everybody, have an amazing holiday. Have a great new year. And I will see you in 2024. Bye now.